Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors unanimously voted to approve a 10% salary increase for Sheriff Mike Downey now that his office is responsible for the coroner's office as well. Citing the multiple functions that the sheriff's office now performs, the board approved the salary increase so that it more closely matches the salaries of other sheriff coroners in the state, including Mendocino and Napa. Sheriff Downey spoke about the increase and improvement in service provided by the coroner and public administrator's office, along with better scheduling for deputy coroners and a more realistic workload. The 10% salary increase will move Downey's annual salary to just over $230,000 per year. The Del Norte County Sheriff's Office, with assistance from Crescent City and Brookings Police and the CHP, spent Monday night searching an area around Fred Haight Drive and Wilson Lane in Smith River for a man who fled after a high-speed vehicle pursuit. The wanted man, who was not identified by authorities, was with a second man, 18-year-old Daniel Carty, in a stolen vehicle when they led law enforcement on a high-speed pursuit through the Smith River area, reaching speeds of more than 100 miles per hour. At one point, the driver lost control and the vehicle ended up in a ditch, and both men fled on foot. Carty was soon located, arrested, and booked into Del Norte County Jail on several charges, including attempted murder, felony evasion, and auto theft. The district attorney's office announced on Monday that a man involved in the shooting death of another man near Willow Creek in 2010 will serve 10 years in prison. The DA's office reached a plea deal with Limmy Greg Curry, who pleaded guilty to voluntary manslaughter and admitted to the use of a firearm in the shooting death of William Charles Reed. Curry's deal comes after a jury deadlocked in an earlier trial and was unable to reach a verdict on a homicide charge, but Curry was found guilty of marijuana cultivation. Formal sentencing takes place on March 25th. A scholarship fund established in memory of a woman who worked closely with students in the Humboldt State University Forestry and Wildland Resources Department is nearing its endowment goal of $25,000. The scholarship, when fully endowed, will provide a student enrolled in the forestry program with a $1,000 scholarship, and the fund is named in honor of a former administrative assistant who worked for the department for 7 years, Gaylene Smith. Smith passed away from cancer in 2013, and professors noted how often and willingly she helped students find the necessary education funding to continue their studies. The scholarship fund has steadily grown and is near its goal of $25,000. The City of Eureka will hold a public meeting tonight to discuss proposed plans for vehicle traffic as it enters the city from the south, as well as ideas to beautify the entrance with upgraded signage. Working in conjunction with Green Dot Transportation, the city is looking at a project that would calm traffic and slow vehicles down as they transition from the freeway to city streets. There are also plans to add a visual introduction to the city and Humboldt Bay for visitors. Projects that include landscaping and artwork to highlight the unique character of the region are on tap as well. The public meeting will be held at the Warfinger Building tonight from 5:30 until 7:30 p.m. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It didn't take long for the Republican Senate caucus in Sacramento to react to news reports regarding the Student Council and the University of California, Irvine. Last week, the Student Legislative Council voted to approve a ban on all flags, including the flag of the United States, in the Student Union, a vote which was overturned by the Student Executive Cabinet on Saturday, but which drew swift reaction from state Republican lawmakers. State Senator Janet Noyan of Garden Grove introduced a bill on Monday that would prohibit any student government from banning flags, much less the United States flag, and cited her past as an immigrant to the United States.
As an immigrant who came to the United States in search of freedom and democracy, I could not stand before you today as a state senator if it were not for the ideals of that American flag and what it represents.
Noyan's bill would prevent any such action in the future as well at a state taxpayer-funded school.
This unfortunate incident has drawn attention to a potential problem that could occur at another college or university campus in the future. We cannot stand idle while a beacon of freedom is banned.
In addition to Noyan, 10 other senators signed on as co-sponsors to the constitutional amendment. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.